From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. At least 19 people are known dead, dozens more wounded, following a blast at an Ariana Grande concert in the English city of Manchester late Monday. Ian Hopkins is chief constable for the city.
We are currently treating this as a terrorist incident until we have further information.
Local police are coordinating with national counterterrorism and intelligence agencies. President Donald Trump meets Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas Tuesday in the West Bank town of Bethlehem. He hopes to kickstart the moribund Israeli-Palestinian peace process. Monday, he met Israeli officials and denounced Iran as a state sponsor of terrorism.
Together, we can work to end the scourge of violence that has taken so many lives here in Israel and around the world. Most importantly, the United States and Israel can declare with one voice that Iran must never be allowed to possess a nuclear weapon, never, ever, and must cease its deadly funding, training, and equipping of terrorists and militias.
Following his meetings in Saudi Arabia, the president said there is strong consensus in the Muslim world to end terrorism and the spread of radicalization. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he appreciated the reassertion of U.S. leadership in the Middle East and a change in American policy toward Iran.
I look forward to working closely with you to confront the dangers we face together in this violent and volatile Middle East. I believe that together we could roll back Iran's march of aggression and terror in this region, and we can thwart Iran's unbridled ambition to become a nuclear weapon state.
Iran's newly re-elected president Hassan Rouhani said Monday regional stability could not be achieved without Iranian help, and he took aim at U.S. policy in the region. This is VOA News.